this week, one piece that, to call it a war horse, is to do it a disservice. You're opening, I'm assuming, with an ESCO.
That's right.
So there's a piece that people may say, okay, what is, and then it'll start, oh yeah, I know this. And then in there is a great harpist playing a concerto that we don't get to hear very often.
That's right. That's right.
Did you put this concert together?
I did. The Beethoven 5 was something that the orchestra asked for. They'd wanted to do that. But I wanted to find two pieces that had real personality to stand up to that. And I think the Ionesco, in its way, is just vibrates with personality and color. And the Ginastera is also maybe not known, as you say, but a piece that he took right from the soul of his people. And also his great love of composers like Stravinsky and Bartok. It's a very powerful work.
The Ionesco, the pieces I remember, he wasn't very fond of, because this is what everybody remembered it
right.
as. This is a guy who wrote a lot of music.
Right.
But what we remember? Well, like Bernstein said, the right. tunes you can hum. That's what
right,
you remember.
Right. Well, and it's not that this is easy. This is a very difficult piece. And, you know, we were just talking about it to the orchestra this morning, is that he invested such detailed work on this piece. This piece was something he loved. I mean, he might have regretted that it was his most popular piece, but he loved it. And if we respect it in that way and are careful with everything we do with it, it reflects so beautifully to the audience how wonderful this music is.
Yolanda Kandanassis.
My first time working with her.
Really?
And I'm so happy because I've wanted to for so many years, and she's come to my orchestras, but it's been with a guest conductor. So now is our first time actually to play together, and I'm just thrilled. I'm thrilled she's chosen this piece, too.
So she chose the piece?
She chose the piece,
okay.
Yeah.
Is it one you had done before?
No, it's the first time for me, and that doesn't happen too often now because I've done a lot of pieces, and it's always like a big deal. Oh, my gosh, I get to do my first Ginastera Harp Concerto, and what a delight studying this piece, too, because, as I said, it's this kind of amalgam of really sort of earthy folk music of Argentina, you know, and kinds of rhythms of the dance rhythms, or really are dance rhythms, but tempered with a very sophisticated 20th century Bartok Stravinsky voice. Very interesting music.
There'd be an inclination, and I can't imagine you to do this with anything. Beethoven 5's there, we all know it, let's just mail it in. Let's focus on these guys. I got a feeling that when you're coming to, okay, I get a chance to do Beethoven 5 again.
Yeah.
What do I want to do? And is it a matter of coming to the town and seeing, well, those are the horns I have now in Phoenix. That's the string sound I've got to be. Let's do this Beethoven 5.
You are so right, because that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. That is what it's all about. It's not a Beethoven 5 or my Beethoven 5. It's what does the Phoenix Symphony say about this piece? So their sound, their energy, their commitment. I need to encourage them to play at the very edge, you know, to not phone it in, as you said, but play at the very edge. Give more than 100%. And then it's a Beethoven 5 that is as startling today as it was to people who heard it for the first time. But the end result, I hope, is their vibrant personality on the stage, not a Beethoven 5 taken from somebody's CD, but their intrinsic, unique Beethoven 5.